I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
It's hazy, but I see four unconscious women. They're bound, wrists and ankles. They're on a wood floor. It's not nice wood. It's rustic. The walls are log. Oh, must be a cabin. Hunting, probably. I'm seeing antlers. A few pairs of antlers hung up over the door. There's not much furniture. There's curtains, but they're shut, so I can't see outside. I think there's someone else here. Oh, there's a priest here, too.
That's Ned!
Shh! Quiet. Thank you.
Sorry.
There isn't much else to say. The room's pretty bare.
Not giving me a whole lot to work with here, sweet.
Can't do much about that. Ugh. I can't keep this up. Bad enough trying to see through a ghost's eyes, but this 2 degrees of separation thing is exhausting.
Ask them where they were when they died. It'll at least give us a starting point.
We were at an acting seminar held by Annabelle Crowe in...
Wait, Annabelle Crowe?
They said Annabelle Crowe, as in the Crow House fire? Are these the missing women?
Oh my god, do you know us?
It's been all over the news. We're only about, what would you say, about a half an hour from there? That would explain the connection.
We're like famous.
Just how I always imagined it.
Imagine if we cracked the case of the Crow House women wide open. We could lead the cops right to them and...
Hold your horses, Eve. We don't even know where they are or who took them. Obviously, the theory that Annabelle Crow finally completely snapped isn't true, so we need to figure out what we're getting into here.
Yeah, about that.
I'm sure no one will be surprised. This isn't the apartment building anymore. Where are we now?
It looks like an office lobby. Where else would have this magical mix of fluorescent lighting and industrial blue carpet?
Oh. Oh no.
Cassie?
It's just my good old home away from home. The call center I used to work at.
Worst time of your life?
Worst time of my life.
Perfect.
Well, we're here, so might as well be productive. What's through that door behind the reception desk?
That's the supply closet, I think. The one to the left leads back to the administration hallway.
Right. So you and Mariella search through the closet. Nadia and I will go through the desk.
What are we looking for exactly?
Yeah, as much as I'd love to think we'll just open a drawer and find a little blue puppy waiting to show us a clue, the demon isn't going to make it that easy.
We won't know until we look, will we?
Even if we don't find something from the angel, maybe there's something we can use as a weapon. I wouldn't hate having something to defend myself with. Even if it was small. Like a bazooka.
I'll let you know if we find one hiding behind the paper clips. What is it?
Everything okay?
Yeah. Just frogs.
In the desk? Are they alive?
Yep. Nope. They're, just don't look in the desk.
There doesn't seem to be anything here. Not that we can use, anyway.
Not in the closet, either.
So we can...
Whoa.
Cassie, no! I told you not to look!
They all have Finn's head. They have Finn's head?
Ugh. Why'd you have to open it?
Don't touch it, Cassie!
Why are you petting it?
Do you think this means something's happened to him? That the demon... No, that's just what he wants you to think. We see what he wants us to see. Remember? Just close the drawer. Please.
Anyone find any disinfectant wipes while we were looking around?
It's fine. They weren't that slimy.
That's not the point.
I tried to warn you.
I know. You tried to help me.
It's just the train wreck effect. I couldn't help it.
I'm not sure I've ever heard anyone say, hey, a dead thing, and wanted to look at it.
Yeah, somehow I have my doubts about that one, Nadia.
Oh, hol kift.
And here, we'd been getting along so well. It's coming from the desk, under all those papers.
Don't answer.
That's getting annoying fast. Much better. Oh, fuck right off.
I don't suppose pulling the cord out would have any effect.
Maybe we should get out of here.
Follow me. The management offices are this way. We can lay low while we try to get the angel to point us in the right direction.
Great. Now it's calling the office phones. It's following us.
Is it going to do this in every office we pass? There's got to be a place without phones here.
It's a call center.
This is a really long hall.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it before, huh?
The ringing is starting to give me a headache.
Ugh, I can't take this! What?
Cassandra Water?
Ugh, you know it is, asshole.
Shelley is looking for you.
You know what? You can tell Shelley to...
She's coming.
Cassie? Was it the demon? What did he say?
I'm not entirely sure. He mentioned Shelley, my old supervisor. He said she's coming.
So was the guy at Annabelle's apartment, and that worked out okay.
We got lucky.
Lucky, huh? No wonder I feel so screwed.
Charming. As always, Mariella.
I try.
What can you tell us about Shelley, Cassie? Why should we be worried about her?
I don't know. She was just one of those, super fake types. Always nice in your face, but always looking for ways to throw you under the bus the minute she'd benefit from it. And if she wasn't trying to get a leg up on you, she was forcing her latest fishing story down your throat. It's not like she ever did anything except make us miserable. Well, not unless you count her firing me. You throw one stapler through a window.
In the apartment building, we had to go where Annabelle felt safe from that creep. It could be the same here, so where did you go when you wanted to get away from her?
Oh, good thinking. Let's see. Oh, probably the break room. We'd bitch about her over lunch. It was the only 30 minutes of my day that I actually looked forward to. It's just past the call center floor. Follow me.
You did what?
You forgot the part where you gave my jacket to the dead housekeeper.
Not now, Finn.
Sweets?
Oh my god, it was an accident.
You can't just accidentally summon a demon.
They did what?
Turns out you can. And it's a little worse than a pea soup sprinkler and your mom getting busy in hell.
It was Nadia's fault? She's the one that brought the book.
This is bad. Really bad. They unleashed an object-bound demonic entity onto the mortal plane.
Shit. Shit, shit, shit. Okay, I need to know everything they know about it. Name, type, whatever info they've got. The more specific, the better.
You guys hear that?
It's not like we were on a first-name basis.
He talked about lies and sins a lot. Kind of like they fed him.
He tried to trick us into killing ourselves.
Is that how you...
died? No. No, I wouldn't give him the satisfaction. We killed each other. Mostly.
Oh, God. Ugh. Sounds like it could be a sin eater. They've already rooted it with human sacrifice twice over. What?
Technically, it might be closer to three.
How close?
Does it count if it was a fake priest?
Huh. Make that three times over.
They didn't just screw the pooch here. They fucked the whole damn farm.
What does all this mean, exactly?
Just what it sounds like. You brought a demon into our world and then killed your friends and...
Something's happening with Finn. Someone came in the cabin.
What?
Quiet.
Montgomery.
Who are those guys he's got with him?
Larry, Mo, help the father up.
That's not my name. What'd you elbow me for? Mo isn't your name either.
Duh. They're like code names, stupid. You don't use your real names in front of the prisoners. Right, father?
Yeah, sure. Code names. Whatever. Look, just get the priest up.
Hey, don't touch me. Get your hands off of me.
Hey! Let him go! What are you doing?
Uncle Ned! Help him, Finn!
What do you think you're doing?
Come on, father. Let's go for a walk.
Ned, bring him back! Where are they going? Do something, Finn!
Quiet, Bridget. How can he even think with you screeching like that?
Where are they taking him?
To serve his purpose, Phineas. As we all must.
Oh, cut the crap. This isn't you. You can't let him control you.
You still believe in me? After all this?
I know how this works. The demon didn't just bring your body back. Some part of you had to come back with it.
You really do know your stuff. Look, that's why we made such a great team for all those years, huh?
We were a great team. We helped a lot of people who needed us, like our friends need us now.
Those were the days, huh? Answering those calls, all the late nights.
Yeah.
Listening to their grief, their fear, using it to empty their wallets into ours.
No, we helped them.
This is why we were a great team, Finn. That belief, it kept things real. I mean, not even you smelled the bullshit we were shoveling. All I had to do was clip the collar on when duty called, but you really lived it. Well, speaking of duties, I have a date with a priest. Let's hope it gets messy.
If the only part of you he brought back was the bad, then why not just kill me and get it over with, huh? If you're so evil, then do it!
All in good time, my friend. When the Lord wills it. For now, though, you and Father Ned still have your uses.
What, need my help to grift your cult?
Tempting, but no. No, you and Ned, great believers that you are here for a higher purpose. One for faith, and one for fun.
Where are you going?
I don't want to watch anymore.
But we need to tell Rose what's going on. Gloria!
Ugh. Are we good to talk now? What's going on?
Gloria's gonna have to sulk because her boyfriend, who she's known for like a day, by the way, is an evil zombie. But honestly, that's like so far down our list of concerns. They took my uncle.
Who?
The cult guys. Montgomery came in and had them drag him away, and I don't know where or why, and Finn did nothing.
What was I supposed to do? I'm tied up.
I'm not talking to you.
I didn't say anything.
Phineas did.
Just take the jacket off, Bridget.
Fine. I was tired of him anyway.
Are you talking to me again?
I guess so. Gloria's gone off somewhere and Finn basically hung up on me. What are we gonna do? demon took my uncle. Montgomery said they needed him and Finn for faith and fun. What do you think that means?
I have some theories. None of them are good.
Want to give me an update here?
Why would a freshly freed demon need a priest for his faith?
Because he's not completely free. He's still tethered to something and needs to break the bonds, but requires some really blasphemous shit to do it.
My thoughts exactly. But instead of being tethered to something...
It's someone.
You mean the other girls?
I need time to read up on this. I think I've got a demonology book around here somewhere.
This could go sideways quick, and we still don't know exactly what's going on. I think I need to see what we're dealing with here, girls.
You already saw them. They're just passed out or whatever. What about Ned?
Sweet. You don't mean...
This isn't some standard haunting. Letting a demon run around unchecked could be disastrous, especially so close to home. If we're going to help, I need to talk to them directly.
Hello? They're unconscious.
Are you sure? Projecting always takes it out of you.
I'll go in prepared. It'll be fine. Besides, I'll have you keeping an eye on me.
Your heart so much as elevates by a single beat?
You'll pull me out. I know. Let's get ready.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Through here is the call center floor. It's kind of dark.
Shh! Stop! Get down! Behind that big cardboard cutout.
What is it?
You didn't see them?
See who?
There are people at the computers.
But I don't hear anything.
Like what? A song and dance routine as they go about their business?
No, like voices and keyboards. If there were really people here, it'd be super noisy. This is way too quiet.
Yeah, there aren't even phones ringing anymore.
And no one's moving.
But you see them, right? All those people at the desks?
Mm-hmm. But something's off about them. They're so still.
I wish we had some better lighting than only emergency lights and computer monitors.
Is there a switch around here?
I don't see one. Cassie! Where are you going? Get back here!
I think they're all mannequins. Yeah. Look, they're just mannequins. Come out and say hello, guys.
It's okay. You don't need to be afraid. We're all just a bunch of working stiffs around here.
Get it? You know, because they're plastic.
Stop making it wave.
When has it ever been a good thing to find yourself in a room full of mannequins?
Have you guys seen the front of that cutout we were all hiding behind?
No.
Oh, it's us.
Parts of us, anyway. Gotta admit, I don't think the decapitated look is doing me any favors.
Could have gone my whole life without seeing my intestines in so much detail.
He even has us wearing the company polos. They're so unflattering. That's sicko.
We're happy you're here, where all hope comes to die. And that tagline could use a little work.
Okay, we've let him distract us enough. We need to find that break room.
Right.
It's just across the floor.
The mannequins are all facing us.
What was that?
Shelley. He said she was coming. Somehow, I don't think she's gonna be exactly as I remember her.
I think now would be a good time to hide, don't you?
Yep.
Come on, come on. Get under an empty desk.
What the fuck is that?
It looks kind of like a mannequin, just after it spent a few years at the bottom of the ocean. I think it's made of driftwood. Oh, couldn't even give us a regular mannequin.
It must be held together by fishing line. Its limbs are so dangly.
Oh, that smell. Like rotten fish.
It moves like a Tim Burton reject. All stop motiony and shit. Maybe we can outrun it?
And go where? I didn't see another exit. Or even an opposite wall, now that I think about it. Just rows of desks.
It's getting closer. Can't stay here. Okay, let's put some more distance between us and think really hard about the break room. Crawl after me.
Pointing at us.
Huh?
The mannequins. They're pointing right at us.
What rats?
Fuck it. Run. Zigzag!
What the hell does that mean?
It's gaining. Keep up, Cassie.
God, break room, break room. Think of the break room. Help.
Shit, it's got Cassie.
Put her down.
Chucking a paperweight didn't seem to do much. What's plan B?
It's pulling her arm. We have to stop it before it rips her in half.
Yes, please.
Maybe we can overpower it. We have to try.
No, no, no. Let her go.
Cassie.
I can't loosen its fingers. They're too tight.
Guys? Ow.
What?
That dropped her.
Who are you?
Rose. Bridget and Gloria send their regards.
What the? Cass? Cassie? Holy shit. Oh no, what the hell just happened to your shoulder? What did you do? Oh, God, what do I do? Okay, Montgomery isn't gonna help. He's gone. I can't lose you too. It's only gonna keep getting worse. I have to do something. I can't just sit here anymore. Okay, don't worry, Cassie. I'll be back, I promise. Just hold on until I do, okay? Just hold on. Okay, Phineas. First things first. We just gotta get our hands untied. How the hell am I gonna do that?
Listening to episode 3, Where All Hope Comes to Die, of Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. In order of appearance, Rose is played by Erin B. Lillis, Bridget by S.H. Cooper, Eve by Bonnie Calderwood Aspinall, Gloria by Gemma Amor, Nadia by Charlotte Norup, Mariella by Victoria Juan, Cassie by Allison Brandt, Annabelle by Desdemona Howard, Lialga by Graham Rowett, Phineas by Dan Zapula, Montgomery by Owen McEwen, Larry by Atticus Jackson, Mo by John Grills, and Father Ned by Justin McCarthy. Season 2 of Calling Darkness is written by S.H. Cooper, produced by Christina Menente, dialogue edited by Alexis Strope, with music composed by Dan Zapula. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew. Find us on Twitter at Calling Podcast or on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for Episode 4. It might be his world, but we're living in it, baby.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.